Tens of thousands of people have died in Sudan's Darfur region in the past 4.5 years. Another 2 million have been displaced from their homes. Critics blame the Sudanese government for backing militias in the fighting, and Sudan's ally, China, has come in for much criticism, too. But this weekend, China showed off a unit of army engineers who'll be going to Darfur to support a UN peacekeeping mission. The Chinese engineers will arrive ahead of the expected deployment of 26,000 UN and African Union troops and police next year. The deployment could help Beijing mollify some of its critics. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from the army base in Hunan province.
With whistles and a shout, the Chinese soldiers push a 50-foot steel bridge by hand over rollers and across a ditch. Their unit of 315 engineers, guards, and medics is due to deploy to Darfur next month. The unit will bring bulldozers and cranes to build the barracks, roads, and airstrips that the main UN and African Union forces will use next year. The government's message in bringing reporters to the engineers' base in central Hunan province was clear. China is working to be part of the solution in Darfur, not part of the problem. Senior Colonel Dai Shao'an is deputy director of the Office of Peacekeeping Affairs in China's Ministry of Defense. He insisted that neither the reporting trip to this base nor the engineers' deployment were concessions to public opinion.
No
matter whether people will continue to blame China or not, we will continue to play such a constructive and positive role.
Rights groups and celebrities have called for a boycott of next year's Beijing Olympics. They say Beijing has shielded Khartoum from censure in the UN while selling it guns and buying its oil. Beijing argues that it's helped persuade Khartoum to accept the hybrid UN and African Union peacekeeping force. For the men of the Chinese contingent, their 8-month stint in sky blue UN berets is not a bad deal. They get useful field experience and around $1,000 a month in pay from the UN. One officer, who identified himself as Captain Zhou, said they didn't expect to see much fighting. The UN is sending other peacekeepers to protect civilians, he said. That's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is engineering work. Of course, the soldiers say they're ready to defend themselves if attacked, and they're working hard on their kung fu moves. This all represents a big change for China. Beijing has always said that it doesn't interfere in other countries' internal affairs. Until 1990, it refused to contribute anything to UN peacekeeping operations. Since then, it's dispatched over 8,000 peacekeepers. It currently has around 1,600 troops in UN missions in Liberia, Congo, Lebanon, and Sudan. International relations expert Shi Yinhong at the People's University in Beijing says that China is now a power that seeks to participate in maintaining the international order, including joining in multilateral security operations. China is aware of the international community's wishes that China should bear more international responsibilities, he says, and it's willing to satisfy these wishes to the best of its abilities. Senior Colonel Dai Shao'an suggested that China was willing to increase its participation in Darfur operations, including sending combat troops if the UN requests them. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Qinyang City, Hunan Province, China.